Welcome to today's edition of Moments of Grace. Today's devotion cast is designed to give you a glimpse into God's Word that will challenge, comfort, and bless you. Moments of Grace is a daily devotional ministry of Grace Mode, located in Pueblo, Colorado, and featuring our host, Reverend Al Daigle.
Welcome back to Moments of Grace. This is Pastor Al Daigle, and I'm excited to be here on a Saturday. This is, of course, our Saturdays in the Psalms. But before we get to Psalm 122, a Psalm of David, I want to give you the reason that I believe that young King Josiah, seen in 2 Kings chapters 22 and 23, must have had great delight at some point in his life when he read again and perhaps again this wonderful Psalm. I say that because in the last couple of days, we've talked about this young boy who at 8 years old assumed the position of king of Judah, and his father and grandfather, who were kings in Judah, had been wicked men. And now this young king, with the help of wonderful advisors and priests, was committed to do that which was right in the eyes of the Lord. I'm going to take you quickly through part of chapter 23 as we continue this, so that when we see what we find in Psalm 122, we will understand just a little bit better. Listen carefully. I've highlighted some of the verses in chapter 23 just to help us be on track. In verse 3, we see that the king, who had called all of Judah to be with him at the house of the Lord, made a covenant before the Lord to follow the Lord and to keep his commandments and his testimonies and his statutes with all his heart and with all his soul, and to perform the words of this covenant that were written in this book. And listen to this, all the people took their stand for the covenant. And with that in mind, he knew that he was in good company, and therefore he wanted to make sure that everybody would keep the covenant relating to the house of the Lord. And so he went after, in verse 5, the idolatrous priests whom the kings of Judah had ordained to burn incense in the high places. In verse 6, he brought out the wooden image from the house of the Lord to the brook Kidron outside Jerusalem. He burned it at the brook and ground it to ashes and threw its ashes on the graves of the common people. Then, in verse 7, he tore down the ritual booths of the perverted persons who were in the house of the Lord, where the women wove hangings for the wooden image. This wooden image had to go. And he brought all the priests from the cities of Judah and defiled the high places where the priests had burned incense. And then in verse 10, he defiled Topheth, which is in the valley of the son of Hinnom, that no man might make his son or his daughter pass through the fires of Moloch. This had to cease. Then he removed the horses that the kings of Judah had dedicated to the sun at the entrance of the house of the Lord. This had to go. These idol worship tools and images and practices defiled the house of God. And with all of these altars and sacred pillars, Josiah destroyed. And then in verse 16, we see that as Josiah turned, he saw the tombs that were there on the mountain, and he sent and took the bones out of the tombs and burned them on the altar and defiled it according to the word of the Lord, which the man of God proclaimed, who proclaimed these words. Then he said, "What gravestone is this that I see?" And the men of the city told him, "It is the tomb of the man of God who came from Judah and proclaimed these things which you have done against the altar of Bethel." And he said, "Let him alone. Let no one move his bones." So they left those bones alone, the bones of the prophet who came from Samaria. And in verses 19 and 20, we say that he took away all the shrines of the high places in Samaria that the kings of Israel had made to provoke the Lord to anger. and in verse 20. And finally, in this, we see that he executed the priests of the high places who were there on the altars, and he burned men's bones on them, and then he returned to Jerusalem. You can tell this was a wild time. This was a time where he was zealous for the house of the Lord and the people of the Lord. And after doing all of this, he went back to Jerusalem. And we'll find out tomorrow what he said that the people needed to do, something that had not been done for a long time. But for right now, when Josiah went back to Jerusalem after cleansing the land of idols and false altars and those who did evil in the sight of the Lord, perhaps he settled in and read, or had read to him, something from King David, Psalm 122. And with this psalm, I'll close out today, remembering that it is also good for us to have a clear view of the house of the Lord and what it means to be clean, pure, and given to God. Psalm 122 says, "I was glad when they said to me, 'Let us go into the house of the Lord.' Our feet have been standing within your gates, O Jerusalem." Jerusalem was built as a city that is compact together, where the tribes go up to the testimony of Israel to give thanks to the name of the Lord. For thrones are set there for judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you. Peace be within your walls, prosperity within your palaces. For the sake of my brethren and companions, I will now say, peace be unto you. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your good." These words could have been memorized by King Josiah, for he was living them in this day. We need to live these words today as well. Let's be sure that, first of all, any falseness is gone from our lives and our walk, and that we find ourselves gathered together with other believers in the house of the Lord. Right now my time is gone, but I will be back tomorrow with more. Till then, this is Pastor Al Daigle saying, keep looking up.
Thank you for listening to Moments of Grace. We hope that today's word will inspire and enrich your life. We welcome your correspondence, including prayer requests, comments, and support. You can find us on the web at gracemode.org, and our mailing address is Grace Mode at 2216 West Street in Pueblo, Colorado, 81003. And our email address is onegracemode@gmail.com.